Happy Hour on Doug Steffens. Good day. April 28th already. Can you believe it, Ken Kessler? The last week of the month already. It seems like this year is just flying by. Now, you'll notice that Doug Steffen, you cannot hear his voice. We're trying to connect with him. He's out in Los Angeles, out in my neck of the woods, and we'll be connecting with him here pretty soon. In the meantime, Ken Kessler and me, Jennifer Horn, taking you through what's at DougSteffen.com. What are we going to be talking about today, Kenny? What's the big hot news of the day?
Oh, the big hot news of the day is sad news for you.
I know. I knew you were going to go with this. Go ahead.
George
let
Clooney.
Me have it.
George Clooney is engaged.
How is this possible? I didn't even know he was dating anybody after Stacey Keibler. You know, they broke up. You know, you figured he was just kind of playing the field. And then all of a sudden, news surfaces over the weekend that he's proposed to somebody, some lawyer.
I know. People, Us Weekly and USA Today all say so. If it was just like TMZ or Drudge.
Or the Star. But everybody says it.
Yeah.
How bad do you feel if you're all these other ladies that he's dated that have tried to lock him down? Who has he dated? Stacey Keibler, Renee Zellweger, Kelly Preston, Lucy Liu even. He's dated all these people that have tried to get him to walk down the aisle, and he hasn't done it. This lady comes into his life for, like, what, 2 months, and all of a sudden she's wearing the ring?
Yeah. Wow.
Should have been
me. Apparently it's, as you'd expect, apparently it's a great big giant rock, too.
Of course. Oh, that's my ring. That's my ring, George. Well, actually, I'm not too upset about it, because over the weekend, Dougie and I were together in Los Angeles. We were at the William Shatner Hollywood Celebrity Horse Show, presented by Priceline.
Right.
There you go. It's a nice long title. And and I actually met my new boyfriend, Nathan Fillion, who plays Castle on TV. And
yes.
And I put the picture up on Facebook because we took a picture together. And some of my friends actually think that I'm dating him. I kind of haven't corrected them yet. Sad news for me. It was just a picture, but, you know, it's very cute. You look so happy. Congratulations. Well, yeah, I have my hand on Nathan Fillion's back. Come on. All right. Well, we're going to try to connect with Doug Steffen, so let's take a few minutes here, and we'll come back. We're going to talk about the update on the Ukraine. We'll talk more about George Clooney and a whole lot more. It is 9 minutes past the hour on Doug Steffen's Good Day.
Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Cheers. Summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect. It'd
be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is.
Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams summer ale.
Must be a pretty busted man.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
Would you wait a week for your shower to get hot? Would you wait up to a week to feel maximum relief from your nasal congestion? Nasacort Allergy Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait up to a week for maximum relief from your nasal spray when you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin? Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with a great tip for you from our friends at Afrin. Boy, has it been a miserable cold season. If you've been suffering this season, your friends from Afrin want to remind you that there's no need to wait any longer for nasal congestion relief. With Afrin, you get instant relief from your cold and allergy nasal congestion. Nothing relieves nasal congestion better than Afrin. Among single-ingredient OTC decongestants, please use as directed. And for more information, be sure to visit the Afrin website, afrin.com.
So, I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. It's totally new, totally advanced, and it even looks different. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, and it's the number one name in acne care. But Proactiv Plus? It works faster and better than before, and it's better for your skin, too. Proactiv Plus is their best, most effective solution ever. The Plus means more. You get more medicine to heal blemishes and prevent breakouts, plus more solutions to acne problems like dark marks, dryness, redness, and oil. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus 100% risk-free. Get fantastic results or you pay nothing. Guaranteed. All of today's callers will also get two free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial.
Call 1-800-689-6676. That number once again is 1-800-689-6676.
It is 13 minutes past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. I'm Jennifer Horn. That is Ken Kessler. Doug Steffens is in California. He's in my neck of the woods, Kenny, but we can't seem to connect with him exactly because there's a little technical glitch, but we're working on it now, and hopefully he will be with us here soon. But that doesn't mean the news stops just because Dougie
does.
That's
right.
Lots of stuff going on. President Obama headed to the Philippines today. The U.S. and the Philippines have agreed on a 10-year defense pact that will allow increased presence of U.S. troops in the Philippines. White House officials let that out yesterday. The deal came in advance of President Obama's arrival in Manila today, which is the last stop on his four-country Asian tour. So he's been hopping around out there. Also, Congress back to work. They've been on vacation. I don't know why they get 2 weeks. School kids only get 1 week. But, you know, they had a two-week Easter break, and now they've got their spring session coming up of votes on legislation. And it serves notice that the midterm election season is kicking into high gear. The Democratic-controlled Senate and the Republican-controlled House are shaping up into two very different legislative agendas, each with little or no expectation that the opposing chamber will even bring it to the floor as usual.
Yeah.
So what do you do?
Get back to Washington.
I know.
Hurry up and get back to Washington so they can't do anything.
It's like, you know, why not just stay on Easter break? Why not make it 3 or 4 weeks, right? Does it frustrate? Does it frustrate us? Are we getting to that point? I mean, the way this country was set up was to have a system of checks and balances, and so it's ideally the way things are now, or the way things are supposed to be, to have a different controlled House, a different controlled Senate. You're supposed to have a president of a different party, so that everything kind of stays in gear. But it seems like more and more, with everybody playing politics as a team sport, it doesn't seem like it's working the way everybody had set out for it to go in the first place.
They are like petulant children. They want what they want, and they want to make sure that you don't get what you want. And both sides, it's maddening.
Yeah, because no one's actually working for the good of the voter anymore. It's always about everybody else's separate agenda. And G7 is also making some moves today, Ken. They're swiftly moving on more Russian sanctions. Now, it's hard to say the G7 because usually it's the G8, but they've kind of said, they've given the thumb on the nose to Russia.
That's right. Russia, you're out.
You're out. Russia could face additional economic sanctions today. The U.S. and other nations in the group of seven agreed to move swiftly to impose additional economic sanctions on Russia in response to its actions in the Ukraine. So more trouble for Russia.
CNN this morning saying those could come down in the next couple of hours even.
Wow, we'll have the breaking news here. Is that what you're telling me? You know I love a good breaking news story. So what else can they do to them? Because it seems to me that these sanctions are just kind of a little slap on the wrist for Russia. What are the sorts of things that we're hitting them with?
Well, from my understanding is that this is going to be sanctions against particular individuals. And if you think about the way our country works and a lot of the lobbyists and a lot of the very wealthy muckety-mucks who back politicians and grease the wheels and make things happen, we're going after the people that do that for Putin. And it will, I mean, the economy in Russia is already a mess. Mm-hmm. And the hope is that this will generate a lot of noise. These people are not going to be happy, and they're the ones who are closest to him, and money talks, so hopefully they will
So he'll get pressure from basically like the Russian version of Bill Gates.
Yeah. Yeah.
Perfect. If it works,
George Soros, the Koch brothers, that kind of thing.
That stuff. My gosh. Okay. The Russian Koch brothers. I'd like to see that. The Baryshnikov brothers. Okay.
The Borscht brothers.
There you go. Back at home, I don't know if you've heard this story or not yet, but this is some crazy sad news. It's prom season. I noticed looking at social media all weekend long, people posting pictures of their kids going to prom and looking beautiful. Out of Connecticut today, the 16-year-old boy charged with stabbing a fellow high school student after she turned down an invitation to prom will be arraigned on Monday. The teen has been charged as a juvenile, which to me is ludicrous, and is in a hospital under psychiatric evaluation. A memorial for Marion Sanchez, the victim, who's also 16, is being held tonight at the school in Milford, Connecticut. What's the deal here, Ken? Do you have the story behind the story?
No, I saw the headline of this, and I thought this was about that stabbing that happened, remember, in that Pennsylvania school a couple of weeks ago. I didn't realize that this was a completely different story. This is nuts.
It again adds to that aggression, and not just to single out boys, but it seems an awful lot like this age group between maybe 15 or 16 and 22 for boys, where this aggression just builds up, and it's a fact that that's when psychiatric disorders can come out for young people in that time period. But why does violence become the answer? I know maybe we just are in a 24-hour news cycle, so we hear about this kind of stuff more. What is it? Everybody is always so quick to point to video games, but is there something else? I mean, are we being poisoned in our food? Is there something going on? Because it seems like this is happening just more and more, where if some things don't go your way, instead of just working through it, people are turning to violence.
I think you hit it on the head with a 24-hour news cycle, because they know that they get angry and they want to make a statement and make people notice, which isn't unusual, a reaction for a teenager who gets upset about something, that they want to do something big, but usually that doesn't happen. But now they know they can be a star. They can have their face on TV. People are going to know my name. And I think for some, that's really attractive. And this happens every time there's a situation like this. We turn them into celebrities.
Yeah, 888-302-DOUG. Let us know what you think. 888-302-DOUG. It's heartbreaking. These families have to pull themselves back up together to repair. And not just the victim's family, but also the boy who was the perpetrator of the action. I mean, as parents, that must be the hardest thing in the world. You must deal with a ton of emotions. Where did I go wrong? You know, was I not there enough? Did I miss the signs because I didn't want to see them? Just really a tough situation all the way around, and there's no good answer. Now, the fact that he's being charged as a youth, I think, is an interesting one, because typically, if you're over 16 and the crime that you commit is an adult one, they'll get you on adult charges. I mean, isn't that usually the case, Ken?
That seems to be. It seems what happens a lot of times. I know most of these, when it's an assault at school, a lot of times that there's a gun involved. And those do seem to be that they charge them as adults. I hadn't heard. I don't know what the story was, why they charged him as a juvenile.
Well, hopefully he gets the help he needs, and hopefully the family will heal soon. All right, Doug Steffens, good day. We're coming back with news on Tori Spelling. It's 21 past the hour.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
At this point in each hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program is usually some sort of musical celebration, and this is a great tune to celebrate. Jackson 5, number one during this week, 1970. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z.
Now you know your ABCs.
Yes, and we are here to crank up.
You're just like Michael Jackson.
Well, I was thinking about seeing Captain Eno, or Eos, or whatever his name is.
Oh, Captain EO. It's actually kind of fun, especially when it's crowded at Disneyland.
What I couldn't read.
You should hide out.
I'm surprised it was still there. There were a number of things.
Well, they took it out, and then they brought it back.
Oh, really? Is that what it is? Yesterday. Well, yeah. Evan, you can keep playing. That's all right on the background. Good conversational music. The essence of going to Disney World, Disneyland, I always did the Disney World, Disneyland, ABC, EFG, HIJK. Disneyland in Southern California, the original Disney, only on about 180 acres of land versus 4 square miles of Disney World.
So a lot easier to get around.
Yeah, but there was so many people there.
Yeah.
By the time you get into the mid-afternoon, wow.
Crazy Sunday is the toughest day to go to Disneyland.
I guess Evan doesn't want to play any more of it, so we'll move to always on Friday night. Late night program with some aplomb. I don't know whether I think Fallon's getting it or not. I don't watch it. I'm just hearing the next day's audio. And so from Friday night, Jimmy Fallon laughing about a rude airline company.
Hey, if you guys fly a lot, you might want to listen to this. There's a new poll that says that Spirit Airlines has the rudest flight attendants of all the airlines.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, their flight attendants are so rude. I asked one for a blanket, and she gave me 4 napkins and a stapler, said, make your own. The flight attendants are so rude. I saw this one guy came out of the laboratory, they dropped the oxygen mask.
Are you what?
They're rude. These flight attendants are so rude, they ask you to board by groups starting with chunky types. I mean, that's rude. They're so rude. Their flight safety instructions now include Game of Thrones spoilers. I mean, they're rude people.
You know,
that was funny.
There is often a conversation with me and our travel guy, Tom Parsons, about Spirit Airlines. I call them the airline that doesn't need to be. There's no reason.
Well, don't they charge like $5 a seat? No wonder those, I mean, don't they have those promotions sometimes?
Well, what happens with them is, yeah, you can get a seat for $3 or $4, and they charge $100 for the luggage.
Right, like if you want to bring something, it's like $500 or.
Yeah, but they run those crap can Airbuses, and the seats are so close together they have 30 inches between the seats, whereas the standard is like 34 inches with other. It's just if you want.
Makes my knees hurt already to think about
you
that.
You can find, yeah, but you can find a seat. You can find an airline that'll get you someplace. By
well,
the
even
time
Southwest,
you're done with Spirit,
I mean. You know, if you're going to try to save,
they're no bargain anymore.
They're not cheap anymore.
No,
right?
Not any bargain anymore. But Spirit is just a junk. It's a junk airline. So that was kind of funny. It fit well. 888-302-3684. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler. And email to Doug or Jennifer or Ken at DougSteffen.com, S-T-E-P-H-A-N. As far as email is concerned, a lot of people connect with me. I don't know how they do with you. They want to come right to the source. So that's okay. Kenny is the monitor of our social media, and it's facebook.com/goodday, Twitter at Good Day Show. Kenny, I'm sure, has a lot of the usual stuff with the people who want to be heard on things that are issues. We usually get fun stuff, although I think we asked something on Friday. I'm trying to remember back in my mind on Friday's program what it was that got the most reaction, Kenny.
Well, we asked on Friday, we had the top 10 list of the top 10 things from the week, what was most important to you.
Right.
And lots of comments about that.
Yeah, all right. So we'll get those in the next half hour. It's 28 after the hour now. Good day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with David Frum and Bob Schrunk. Coming right up, memory loss or memory gain for older Americans.
Imagine if your brain took 5 seconds longer than everyone else's to understand something. By the time you understood the question, everyone else would already have the answer. Now imagine you're only in second grade.
And it's happening day after day, week after week, month after month.
Because almost half of all the parents who think their child has a problem learning wait a year or more before getting them help. That's a year too long.
Kids with learning disabilities are smart. They just learn differently.
Don't wait. Call 1-888-GREAT-MIND. 1-888-GR8-MIND. Or visit www.aboutld.org now. Because you can't imagine the difference it will make. A message from the Advertising Council, the Coordinated Campaign for Learning Disabilities, and this station.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Frum and Schrunk. A new study shows that older people don't lose memory, but have so much more stored up that it takes them a bit longer to retrieve. Is that credible?
I think we've always had the assumption that as people got older, somehow or other they slowed down. In some ways, they do. In other ways, look, read Ronald Reagan's letters, that wonderful book of letters that was put out. Mm-hmm. Read the letters he was writing as president. This is somebody who had a very rich set of experiences,
right,
and a very rich set of thoughts, and expressed himself very eloquently.
I would take this this fact as actually a challenge. We have had great success over the previous generation in extending the span of human life. And the next challenge ahead of us is to make sure that those additional years are years of high quality.
I'm Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute today with David Frum and Bob Schrunk.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
After the hour, Monday, 28th of April, last Monday of the month. How do you do? How do you do? How do you do? How do you do? All right, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. Time for personalities. I've got personality, charm and personality, warmth and personality. First person.
It's Singing Monday for you today already.
Singing Monday. So let's first talk about Tori Spelling and what's going on. The first thing that I heard about her was that her husband said she wasn't a good lover.
Well, her husband, first of all, back. The way that these two even got together was that Dean was cheating with his former wife, and she was cheating with her former husband, and they got together from Cheater's Paradise and got married. Okay?
In Las Vegas.
Wherever, I don't know. Who can remember? And so then it comes out that he had cheated on her in December, I'm sure maybe not the first time, with some 28-year-old woman while he was out of town. Well, she agrees to do this reality show for the E! Network, and it happens just as she finds out that the guy's cheating and they try to go to therapy. So they're showing this very raw part of her life where in therapy he says, well, the reason I had to cheat is because you're terrible in bed. And so now people were looking at her on that show, which was only done a few weeks ago. She wanted to keep it very close to the gate. You know, some of these shows can be done 6 months out. This one was done more recently than that. Well, now over the weekend she was hospitalized, according to Us Weekly and to E!, she's, you know, of course, has shared all these details. No one knows what exactly is wrong with her, but she looks really terrible. I mean, this is a girl who's skinny already, but she looked even more so, and perhaps maybe the stress added to it. So I'd hold a good thought for her. This woman has 4 kids and almost died during childbirth with one of them. So you kind of feel sorry for her if she doesn't necessarily want to jump into the old sack after that. I kind of give her a pass.
Well, I've never. It's been
I don't know if that makes sense, but
kind
you
of
know.
An interesting thing. She's been in the news since she was first on television. Her father produced some show for children, like him for kids.
Oh gosh, he did a lot of stuff. He did like The Love Boat, and
but she was
in 90210.
That's it. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. So then there was a disconnect between her mother and her. That seemed to last for most of their life, including when the father died and the mother cut her out of the will, or mostly out of the will. And then how would you feel about that? The mother is obviously a greedy bitch. Well, I mean, there was so much money there. It was almost like $1 billion or something.
Well, and I bet it becomes less about the money and more about the fact that your mom is acing you out of something. You know, that's got to be the part that stings more than the money.
Yeah, right. So anyway, she was closer to her father, not to her mother, blah, blah, blah. There are a lot of different reasons. I have never thought she was... I wondered why there was so much excitement about her in terms of just being in the public eye because of her father. Was she an actress because of her father? What sort of things in her life depended on her father? And then that was sort of disconnected from her by her father's death. And that none of that.
And she hasn't done much acting since then.
Well, but why is she the focus of such negative attention? Would have been my question. Why was it that people always took shots at her? Whether she wasn't a good actress, particularly, she's not particularly good looking. She's not very good as a lover. Blah blah blah. I mean, what is she? She seems to be a decent enough mother.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I think she was. She was a really big deal for people. People in my generation, because 90210 was a monster hit. Everybody that I knew watched that show. So it was. She was part of a pop culture movement, sort of. But. I think that's why people follow her. Plus the fact that she had the cheating scandal around the circumstances with getting together with Dean McDermott. Maybe that adds to some of this.
She's got to have self-esteem issues, and there ought to be... maybe she's had a little a bit or more than a bit of some kind of analysis.
Yeah. I mean, they do choose this attention. I mean, the two of them have had reality show cameras following them around. I mean, they've had Tori and Dean. I mean, they've had their story unfold on TV. So, I mean, they did choose for this lifestyle.
Yep. But making choices like the Kardashians and all those other people that call attention to themselves versus those.
Hard to turn that on and off when you choose to turn it on to begin with.
Well, people want to find out, and certainly the TMZ culture that's around us. And because of that, interesting thing going on here in Los Angeles. I'm in L.A. for a couple of days. Jennifer's in L.A. Kenny is in San Diego, so we're all on the West Coast bringing you a good day. The story of L.A. Clippers owner Donald Sterling.
Huge
now, here's
story.
A guy. You take a look at a picture of him, and already you don't like him. Whether you knew anything about him or not, and that's very judgmental. Kind of like the Tory spell. We're judgmental as human beings. This guy is an ugly, fat slob who has tons of money, who owns and has owned the L.A. Clippers since, what, 1981, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Something like this. Driving to Disneyland yesterday, Meredith and I listening to, I said, okay, it's 10 o'clock, time for Charlie Tuna.
Love that guy.
Charlie Tuna. Charlie is the best jock left in America. And he sounds exactly the same as he did in the 60s when he was on the bus. He was one of the boss jocks at KSJ and very consistent. But he knows how to get people worked up.
Yeah, he stays up to date, so he sounds
good. Right, he knows what's going on everywhere. So after the first song, he's on K-Earth. After the first song, he comes out with this Donald Sterling stuff. Not only does he have the conversation about the NBA investigating the report of the audio recording, he's got the audio. So... digging into our grab bag, for those of you who have not heard the story, Sterling is accused of being a racist.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So how does all of this, the pieces of the story, this is a great conversation. This is great for a news talk radio. Great for a conversation in the sense that it has all the elements in it of drama, of romance, of offensive... thinking, okay, so this has to do with sports talk radio. This has to do with anybody who wants to gossip on the radio or in person. And this has to do with human relations, husband married, long time. So there, I don't even know where to start, actually. Best place to start, Sterling is supposedly in this audio making racist remarks while speaking to his girlfriend. Now, this leads us back to the girlfriend and what she's all about. She looks to be about 26 or 27. He's got to be 70 or close to
80.
He's 80?
80 this weekend.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's 80 this weekend. All right. How he lives this long.
Happy birthday, right?
When you look at his, how fat he is another element of conversation. But this girl is a black Hispanic. Obviously, she is beyond being a gold digger. When you understand what he's given her and what is going on, the wife and the suit. I mean, this is just an unbelievable story. But it starts, it sort of starts in terms of his notoriety with what the conversation was between her and him about her friends and him not wanting, I mean, he's pretty blatant about this. There are pictures of her sitting next to him at the games, right? It's not like he's trying to hide this from anybody.
Yeah.
But he says he doesn't like her choice of friends. Don't bring your black friends to the game. yada, yada, yada. So here's part one, at least, of this conversation between Donald Sterling of the L.A. Clippers and his girlfriend, Conchita Gigginto, whatever. What is her name, anyway?
I don't think we know her name.
Really?
First initial V.
That's it, V.
Is
yeah.
all that I've seen.
Yeah, V, but there's
where did you get Conchita?
Spirulina. It's like spirulina or something like that. Let me see. Well, play the cut, Will Evan. We'll go from there.
Honey, if it makes you happy, I will remove all of the black people from my Instagram.
You said that before. You said I understand.
I did remove the people that were independently on my Instagram that are black.
Then why did you start saying that you didn't? You just said you didn't remove them. You didn't remove them.
I didn't remove Matt Kemp and Magic Johnson.
Why?
But I thought Matt Kemp is mixed, and he was okay, just like me. He's lighter and whiter than me. I met his mother.
You think I'm a racist? And
I don't think you're a racist.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
I think you...
Evil heart.
I don't think so. I think you have an amazing heart, honey. I think the people around you have poisoned mind and have a way of thinking.
It's the world. You go to Israel. The blacks are just treated like dogs.
So do you have to treat them like that too?
The white Jews. There's white Jews or black Jews. Do you understand?
And are the black Jews less than the white Jews?
100%. 50%.
And is that right?
It is the question. We don't evaluate what's right and wrong. We live in a society. We live in a culture. We have to live within that culture.
But shouldn't we take a stand for what's wrong and be the change and the difference?
I don't want to change the culture because I can't. It's too big.
But you can change yourself.
I don't want to change it. My girl can't do what I want. I don't want the girl. I'll find a girl that will do what I want. Believe me. I thought you were that girl. Because I try to do what you want. But you're not that girl.
All right. Mm. And now, so the NBA says it's
like
trying to prove that it's his voice. Ha!
Sounds like a terrible, like, Hallmark Channel movie or something.
Well, what she's done is tape, she's bagging him. She's taped this conversation, and there's a video, apparently, of it as well. So this was, and the reason that she did this, according to what she's saying, is because Sterling's wife is upset at the cars, the apartment, the things that he's buying for her. Apparently, he spent $1.8 million on this, that, or the other thing, or maybe more than that. And the wife says it's community property, so she's gone to court to sue this woman to get the stuff back again. And meanwhile, Sterling is sort of trying to wash his hands, and then the audio and the video that's come out to get back at him. Magic Johnson says that he'll never go, as long as Sterling owns the L.A. Clippers, he's never going to another game.
Right. Well, the Clippers themselves, you know, they're in the playoff hunt right now.
Right, yeah.
And they went out at practice, took their jerseys off, put them in the center of the court, and then they had their jerseys on backwards. And then even during the game, they're wearing black wristbands and, you know, really trying to protest this guy. Mm. But what do? You're playing for him, and you're in the playoffs. Do you throw the games? I mean, they could get in big trouble for that.
Mm. Her name is V. Stiviano, whatever the V stands for.
Hmm.
Vivian, okay. V. Stiviano, Vivian Stiviano. So, this is something...
This would never last in the mob. She'd be the biggest rat ever, by the way.
Yeah. Well, but you got to wonder where it all goes. There's a lot more to this than just this.
Yeah.
But it's just one of those amazing dramas that will continue and become bigger as more people come out. But this woman has to be part of whatever it is that she's been already in trouble, and as I said, she's like in her 20s. She's already dragged a couple of guys with a lot of money into, not the poorhouse, but she's taken them for millions of dollars. And so she knows how to do this and sets it up.
What a way to make a living.
Man.
Yeah.
888-302-3684. So, Kenny, how do you ask a question about this on Facebook or Twitter for the people who want to comment on it in the social media world, other than just looking around and see what the social media comments are already all over the place?
Well, I had just posted that it seems like both of the people in this story are just reprehensible.
Oh, yeah, they're peaches, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lance says it's terrible that that clown who owns the Clippers is allowed to stay in business as owner. This is ridiculous. He's a racist pig.
Well, why should he not stay in business?
Well, what I don't understand...
Racist pig, being he is a racist pig.
If he is so racist, why does he own a team in basketball? I mean, let's be frank here. I mean, the majority of your players are black.
When he bought it, because they make a lot of money on him.
Right, so he's using black people to make his fortune.
Yeah, that's another part of the story. When he bought the team in 1981, my guess is there were probably more white players than black players, at least at that time. Where does he get his money? Is he he's a developer, right? Doesn't he... Have a
real
lot
estate.
Of, yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of scum, a lot of really bad, what do they call it? Stuff like in Koreatown. It's slum landlord.
Slum.
Yeah.
Slum lord.
Oh, isn't that sweet? What a great American story, huh?
The problem that I have with it is that this was a private conversation in somebody's home.
Right.
Yeah.
And probably not admissible in court.
Right. And is that what we're going to be down to?
Yep.
You have to be careful what you say in your own home?
Yep, you have exactly. This is the court of public opinion. And somebody like this, you align yourself with somebody like this, you're going to get it on all sides. It's 13 before the hour on Good Day.
From helping florists manage their first payroll to checking sales projections for logistics companies to showing garages how much they've been paid to pursuing leads for multinationals. Sage Software helps businesses manage, whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM. Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit sageconfidence.com.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, hope you are well. And I am. Seems like all you do is promote Geico's web and app abilities. And while I really enjoyed your last commercial where you talked about how I could take a photo of my VIN number and add it to my account all via my Geico app, I've got to think it doesn't leave you much time for anything else. Do tell. Sincerely, Miranda Morgan. Well, Miranda, thank you for asking. And this Geico spokespig does have time to do other things. For instance, I do love
VIN scanning to add a car. Just a tap away on the Geico app.
Most people know Carrie Ann Inaba from Dancing with the Stars, but away from the judges' table, she's mom to four rescue cats. Now she's partnering with Purina One on an initiative to help improve the lives and well-being of cats everywhere.
Every cat owner wants happy, healthy cats, so I'm partnering with Purina One to help educate cat owners about the importance of proper nutrition. I took Purina One's 28-day challenge with my cats, Blizzard and Mimi, and I've seen remarkable visible differences, like shiny coats and healthy energy levels. It's easy to do. Just switch your cat's food to Purina One Dry Formula and go to www.purinaone.com/onesmartchange to track your cat's progress. There's even a coupon on the site to help you get started. And if you happen to be in the New York area between April 24th and the 27th, stop by the Cat Cafe to learn about cat health from the experts.
For more information, visit www.purinaone.com/catcafe. That's www.purinaone.com/catcafe.
Hi, I'm Lynn, and I am totally blind. Like many who are totally blind, I have NON24, a circadian rhythm disorder that can put your sleep-wake cycle out of sync with the 24-hour day. But I found out there's a new treatment available for NON24. It's called Hetlioz Tasimelteon, the first FDA-approved treatment for NON24.
The most common side effects of Hetlioz include headache, elevated liver enzymes, nightmares or abnormal dreams, and upper respiratory or urinary tract infection. These may occur more often in patients 65 or older. It may cause drowsiness, so limit your activity to preparing for bed. Hetlioz has not been studied, and it is not recommended for use in pregnant women, children, or people with severe liver problems. To learn more and to hear the full prescribing information, visit Hetlioz.com or call 844-241-2424. That's 844-241-2424.
Hetlioz is now available for NON24. Talk to your doctor today.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Now 53 after the hour is Tech Talk time on the Good Day program. What you need to know from the world of technology, starting with some things from Shelley Palmer, who is our daily reporter on this. And then we have usually time for another issue as well from the world of technology. Shelley's going to talk with you about whether Samsung's Galaxy S5 is worth the money you have to pay for it. I have a new S3, I think it is, that I haven't hooked up yet, but that'll be taken care of.
It will be soon.
I lost my cell phone on the plane on Friday night. Can't find it, and it is the most disturbing thing.
It makes you feel so naked.
Absolutely. Your whole business life, personal life, all kinds of things are on this thing. And just can't find it. Anyway, that's something to talk about later on. Right now, for you, Shelley, in a moment, talking about this Galaxy S5.
Hi, I'm Jim Cook, and when I started Sam Adams, no bank would give me a loan. I got my startup money from my drinking buddies. That's why we started Sam Adams Brewing the American Dream. It provides loans to help small businesses get off the ground. During May, we're contributing 5 cents for every pint of Boston Lager sold up to $250,000. So enjoy the delicious taste of Boston Lager and help small business owners in America.
See details on specially marked displays and participating locations. Boston Beer Company, Boston Mass. Take responsibly.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer. Good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, Samsung's newest flagship phone, the Galaxy S5, has been on store shelves for a few weeks, but is it worth your money? It's a very nice smartphone with excellent features, but it's more of an enhanced version of the S4 than a new rock-the-house device. I'm a big fan of the phone's nutrition tracking platform, but there are better dedicated devices and apps available if you want to quantify your life. The Galaxy S5 also gives you the option to capture 4K video, but those files are massive and you probably don't have a 75-inch screen where you can see them in all their glory. The Galaxy S5 is a really solid Android 4.4 device, but it doesn't have the metal case, killer speakers, or better camera found in the HTC One M8. The S5 wins the plastic phone with a removable back contest, but if you're an Android person and your camera is your primary smartphone, the HTC One M8 is the current leader of the pack. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
I run a small taxi company. I buy retired police cars at auction and turn them into cabs. These cop cars have been through a lot, driven hard all day, every day for years, through brutal winters and summers, almost 100,000 miles. And I need this car to last for another 300,000. That's why I look for cruisers protected with Mobil 1 synthetic motor oil. It's engineered to perform under extreme conditions, so I know the engine will run like new.
Mobil 1. Keep your engine running like new.
Ladies and gentlemen, Captain Obvious.
If your hotel balcony lacks a railing and a floor, it's probably just a window. If you're going to L.A., don't book a hotel room in Tallahassee. If you want to book hotels from your mobile device, use the Hotels.com mobile app. You can't use it until you download it, but once you have, you've got it.
Hotels.com, the obvious choice.
Wait, all right, how many of you have heard of Spritz?
I had those once. Wasn't very good.
Spritz, the Samsung Galaxy S5 and some other Samsung products apparently are going to have this if they don't already. This app allows you to read an entire Harry Potter book, for example, in under 90 minutes.
Oh, what fun is that?
It's you can. It goes to 1,000 words per minute. It's the. I think I saw something about this app or an app like it called Velocity, which does the same thing. Anybody ever use?
This is the end of our culture. I mean, part of the joy of reading is that you take time out and you can sit and relax and read a book. This is just throwing it down your throat and just adding to our, you know.
Can you imagine reading a Harry Potter book in 90 minutes?
No.
So, anyway, speed reading. Remember Evelyn Wood and the dynamic speed reading course that used to be around? I don't know what happened to her, but a lot of people read. I am one of these readers that goes through things. And
you skip through it a little?
I skip through and pick out the keywords, and it depends on what I'm reading and why I'm reading. If I'm reading for enjoyment, which I don't do very often, I would read that way. But if I'm reading for the purposes of working some story through on this program, or when I'm looking for help with something, I would read more carefully, and I oftentimes go back to things three or four times. But anyway, this is a company based in Boston called Spritz. Has been in stealth mode for 3 years, working on licensing the technology to software developers that will allow you to read an entire book in an hour or an hour and a half. Interesting. 59 at the hour on Good Day.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.